A new retailer selling magic mushrooms in Preston has brought about questions as to how and why the illegal storefront is there. Fun Guys, which operates stores across Ontario, has opened its most recent location at 457 King Street, E and sells everything from dried mushrooms to microdose capsules, edibles and chocolate. Psilocybin, the chemical compound in the mushrooms, causes those who take them to experience hallucinations and an altered state of consciousness. Owner Hector Hernandez admits his business is operating without a license due to the nature of what he's selling but said none of the other Fun Guys around the province, of which there are 12 more listed on the company's website, have been shut down. The idea for the store stemmed from a situation where one of Hernandez's friend's mothers fell ill. For over 10 years she tried to find comfort through traditional medicine but was unable to. Then she found magic mushrooms. She started using it and it changed her life, Hernandez said. Since then she's been amazing. The experience prompted Hernandez to look closer at the possibility of providing others with the opportunity to use psilocybin. While he doesn't have a license to operate, that doesn't mean his business isn't trying to be as by the book as possible, he said, operating similar to that of cannabis stores. Permits for signage, the covered windows and only selling to adults over the age of 19 are just a few of the measures Hernandez has taken. All customers must also sign a waiver prior to purchase. When contacted, the Waterloo Regional Police Service said it's aware of the new store. WRPS, Investigative Services Division is assessing this situation, the WRPS said in a statement. Psilocybin being sold, trafficked, as classified as a criminal offense under the Controlled Drugs and Substance Act, CDSA, as psilocybin is classified as a Schedule 3 drug. The City of Cambridge, meanwhile, seemed to have little knowledge of the matter. In their emailed response to Cambridge Today, they said any legalized drugs are licensed through the province but didn't elaborate on illegal drugs. Hernandez believes what he's doing is no different than that of cannabis or alcohol retailers as mushrooms come from the earth and are naturally grown with no additives. Some even believe they can aid as an antidepressant or anti-anxiety treatment, although research is inconclusive. His company is attempting to make headway to legalize psilocybin through the court system and cites thousands and thousands of happy customers as evidence of the drug's effectiveness. Regardless of whether it's legal or not, the company remains committed to serving anyone in the community who chooses to go the route of magic mushrooms. I ask the community to spend 20 minutes of their time reading about the good things psilocybin can do and get an idea of what it is instead of just saying it's illegal, Hernandez said. You should have the right to take a medicine you choose, and we're here for the public.